Every day we hear news about violent assaults, carjackings, and other acts of crime spiraling across the United States. Washington's answer is to confiscate your guns, but a new book from Regnery offers hope for a better solution. Professional firearms instructor and veteran gun store owner Larry Correa's new book, In Defense of the Second Amendment, pulls back the curtain on Washington's gun-grabbing agenda and how you can protect your rights as well as your family. Get In Defense of the Second Amendment, new from Regnery, available at Amazon.com.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we are back. And folks, you know, our Constitution talks about money being gold or silver, okay? Gold coins, silver coins. That's what it refers to as money. And of course, now we've gone into notes of debt. And that's exactly, and one of the things that I believe the main reason, one of the reasons that President Kennedy was assassinated because he wanted to put us back on the Treasury and take us away from the Federal Reserve notes and actually have Treasury notes. So anyhow, it might be a good idea because you could wake up one morning very soon from now and find out that your paper dollars aren't worth the paper they're written on. But gold and silver would be a very good investment. Even a better investment would be dry goods, food, and especially things like natural medicines. Those are good investments, good things to have, because your paper dollars could be worthless very quickly. And so with that, we're going to go ahead and take a Reese report here, and then we'll be back right after this.
Signed in 1787, the U.S. Constitution states that no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. In 1791, to help pay for the Revolution, Congress established the first National Bank of the United States. Within a decade, it became evident that taxes were being sent to the crown, and the bank was not renewed. A political battle ensued, which resulted in the formation of America's first two political parties, the Federalists and the Democratic Republicans. The framers of the U.S. Constitution left out any mention of political parties because they saw them as corrupt relics of the British Crown's divide-and-conquer system. The second central bank was chartered in 1816 and shut down in 1832 by Andrew Jackson, who wrote that the bank was unauthorized by the Constitution, subversive to the rights of states, and dangerous to the liberties of the people. For nearly a century, America thrived without a central bank, until 1914, when the privately owned Federal Reserve banking system was quietly given power over America's wealth. In 1933, the U.S. government declared bankruptcy, and the Fed shifted to a debt-based economy. And after the U.S. dollar was made the world reserve currency, the entire world became dependent upon debt. A currency backed by nothing but debt and IOUs was doomed to eventually fail from the start. And that day appears to be coming soon. These big banks have funded wars and criminally profited off human suffering for decades. Credit Suisse alone has been fined over 50 times for over $10 billion for money laundering, fraud, espionage, drug trafficking, and stealing money from the people. Every person in the civilized world is now feeling the same financial pressure being subjected by the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank. Nations of the world are buying up record amounts of gold. Three-quarters of the world have joined BRICS to prepare for a new world reserve currency after the end of the U.S. dollar. Zimbabwe and Mexico are now joining BRICS. But it's important to remember that the Federal Reserve Bank is operated by BlackRock. BlackRock is operated by the Rothschild City of London banking cartel. And so even if the Fed collapses, BRICS is most likely another proxy of this old banking cartel. The idea for BRICS was born in 2001 from Goldman Sachs. The Federal Reserve Bank's digital currency, Fedcoin, is already hugely unpopular. CBDCs are being rejected upon arrival. But that isn't stopping the federal government and the failing big banks from luring the population into their new nightmare system. This July, the Federal Reserve Bank will be launching FedNow and managing practically every transaction made in the United States. Then all they have to do is what the Nigerian Central Bank just did: shred and destroy mountains of cash and stop filling the ATMs. But we're not slaves yet. And if we want to have financial freedom, then it's time to fight back against the CBDC concept and return to lawful constitutional money. Oklahoma has a law in the works that will protect Oklahomans from being forced to adopt a CBDC. And Florida is now working on a law that will expressly prohibit the use of a CBDC. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis is calling on other state governors to do the same and fight back against CBDC nationwide. At least a dozen states have passed laws to begin accepting gold and silver as cash, on the path to returning to a lawful constitutional money system. Several states have begun printing their own gold backs, a currency shaped like notes made of thin layers of pure gold with a polymer coating, making it easy to spend a dollar's worth of gold. And the free market has been busy figuring out blockchain banking since the Bitcoin white paper. We don't need a central bank or a government to manage our money, but we have to act now and prepare. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Alrighty, we are back. There you go, folks. You know, again, I would convert what you have to gold or silver. Food's even better if you. Those are things you're going to need, because even during, there will be a time during the tribulation period where not even gold and silver, they'll be throwing it into the streets. It's only food and medicine that will count, right?
Well, when you're talking precious metals, don't forget lead. Yeah, that's a good one to have too.
Yeah, you need a lot. Yeah. Anyhow, a couple quick announcements. That is that my old friend Pastor Benny Mosley will be buried tomorrow. There he'll be laid to rest tomorrow at 5 p.m. at the Remedy Church. That's the Remedy Church at 1700. Britton Road in Akron, Ohio. And folks, you remember, you've had Benny on here many times. If any questions, you can call Elder Barkley at 216-214-5140. And again, our most sincere condolences to Pastor Benny's family and friends. Now we have a lady has asked us for some help. You folks out there in San Diego, Bonnie Anderson really needs some help. She's looking for it. She needs a good lawyer. You know how, John, these people have had their properties taken over by these squatters that just come in and take over their properties, and they won't pay any rent, and the courts won't let them throw it out? Well, she needs a good lawyer. She's in San Diego. And if you folks can help her, her phone number is, this is Bonnie Anderson, her phone number is 619-264-6437. 619-264-6437. One more time. She's really looking for some help, folks, if you can help her out there. You folks in San Diego. Now,
Pastor Ernie, what's happening to her, this is planned. This is
I know.
Part of the Democrat destruction of America. It's amazing that you bring this up, because today I was just reading in Portland, there, people are afraid to leave their homes because the homeless, you want to call them squatters, the homeless come in and they take over the homes, and the government won't throw them out.
They're losing
their homes by these homeless squatters coming in and taking over sections of the city now.
See, this is anti-Christ government. This is what the Bible called lawlessness. Good example: in Oregon, Democrats seek to create sanctuary state for kids to to get abortions and sex changes without parental consent. So they want to turn all of Oregon into a sanctuary state where these kids can go, these young girls, without even their parents knowing it, go in and kill their grandchildren, okay? Where they can go and these young girls can get mutilated. They can have their breasts removed and the young boys be castrated without their parents even having knowledge of it. And so here I know that the Republican Senate has passed a bill to stop that, okay, parental notification, but it'll never get through the Senate. Yep. We don't have enough votes in the Senate.
Biden would veto it anyhow.
Yeah, he would. But not one single Democrat, this is how corrupt. The Democratic Communist Party is completely corrupt. I mean, it's totally corrupt. There's nothing within the Democratic Party, nothing that is not complete and total corrupt. It's as completely as evil and wicked and corrupt and unclean as you can get. And so
you're absolutely right, because in the House of Representatives, they passed a bill which won't pass the Senate. And even if it did pass the Senate, Biden is going to veto it. But it says parents' Bill of Rights wins zero votes from Dems who attack it as fascist extreme attack on schools. So what they're doing is, folks, when you what they're trying to do, the Democrats are trying to do, is you send your children to school, that's the state's property now. It's not. They're taking control. They want to take control away from you. They want to take control of your children away from you. It becomes an indoctrination center. They can do whatever they want to the kids while they're in school, and you have, as the parents, have no say. Pastor Ernie, I mean, how far is the American people going to let this go with these people?
Well, this is pure tyranny, but they can stop it if they have the will. They have the power if they have the will. Again, we just mentioned 2 Chronicles 7:14. That's where you start, right there in 2 Chronicles 7:14. And then you go out, you put feet and into the fire. You go out and you start locally, okay? First of all, that's one of the things that I'm going to be preaching on. Just what is required? Are we as Christians required to give any legitimacy to recognize the FBI, to recognize the Justice Department, to recognize any of these corrupt organizations as having any legitimacy or all at all? Okay.
No.
Now, just imagine what would happen if the pastors in this country had the courage, if the pastors in this country had the courage to stand up and be bold like they should. God never would have been kicked out of the public school had the pastors had the courage. Okay, we would not have 150 million dead babies by abortion had the pastors had the courage. And to this very day, there's only a small remnant of us, a very small percentage of us, that have the courage to stand up and fight. You know, do exactly. The Bible says, the Lord says, who will fight him on the Lord's side? You know, if the pastors had the courage to do
that. Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Who will stand with me against those who shed innocent blood? That's Psalm 93.
Who should I send? Isaiah said, send me, Lord, right?
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about the Biden crime cartel. Do you know the Biden crime family has had 150 suspicious activity reports when it came to influence peddling? 150.
People actually speculate the release last week of Trump's pending arrest was released at the same time that they released a report of over $1 billion went to Hunter Biden, I believe his sister, his brother, and then an unknown Biden.
Oh, yeah.
So well, it was just a ruse.
There was just a report just recently, $130 million was paid to the Biden crime cartels through the Chinese government.
Yeah.
But we told you before he was even in office, we told you the Chinese government, we played clips of it, where they were speaking to the officials, to a huge group of a massive group of Chinese students, and they were telling them that we have, our people are in the highest place in American government. We have the people in the highest offices there. There are people. And he was referring to the Bidens. They had bought the Bidens.
Yeah.
So, okay. Already. So.
Just, if one thing I can say, it's kind of a prophecy from one of our founding fathers, but it was John Adams, and he said, "Our Constitution was made only for moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other." I think that's where we are right now.
All right. Okay, do you want to... I think we're going to open the phone lines and take some calls. Okay, so the phone lines are now... Okay, switch my... What's your headphones going off?
Yeah, it's just like popping.
Oh, okay.
I'll try.
All right, that's it's got to be Ron's. All right, it's he's going to switch headphones. He's fooling around over there. I see him playing with him with a machine. Anyhow, 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We're going to open the phone lines early tonight. And the measures, the Reproductive Health and Access to Care Act, would allow any person without regard to age to have an abortion. Mine. Okay.
Oh yeah, Pastor Ernie, I wanted to add to what you said to Oregon.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, there's a serious move on now where I think approximately 70% of the counties and land area in Oregon want to secede to Idaho. And it's past the county... They took referendums on it, and it's passed, and the people want out of Oregon as fast as possible and to get into Idaho.
Well, there, I think it's, what, four or five counties, right?
Oh, no, it's way more than that. It's way more than that.
Okay.
And there's counties in Northern California that want to join what Oregon's doing to get into Oregon. So... to get into Idaho. So what we've got is Idaho and then a huge percentage of area in Idaho, in Oregon wants to join Idaho, and northern counties in California now want to join. But the counties in California haven't, I don't think, really moved on this, but Oregon has. They've had last two elections, they've had votes, and all the counties that put it up in Oregon for election have passed. They want out. They want to start the legal process to secede from Oregon into Idaho.
All right. Very good. All right. Phone lines are open. Are we doing any better over there in the...
Not really.
Okay. I might... We're still having problems here, huh? Okay. He's trying to fix it. Okay. How am I coming through for with you?
You're better, Pastor Ernie. I was having trouble hearing you in the beginning.
Okay. What did you say about John about the beginning?
Your voice was very, very low. I had to strain to hear you.
Well, that's not my voice. It's your ears.
Well, my ears are you. You're nice and loud now.
All right, yeah. I think it's something that Ron's trying to figure out over there, what he's doing, so... Okay. All right, we're going to go and take some phone calls. Let's start out with AC. AC, you're in the air.
Yes. Hello, Pastor and Chaplain John and anybody else.
Hello, AC.
Last night you had a guest on, this Mike Gill, and I had heard him, you had him on at a previous time, and he was telling us that Schumer was an agent of Israel, and I found this to be very disturbing because Schumer is not—he's not an agent of Israel, and Israel is our best ally in the Middle East. And the fact they warned us about, you know, what was going to happen on 9/11, and he also made this comment about the bank failures, that there were all these Israeli startup businesses in that bank. So, and he also made some comments concerning...
Let me just tell you, AC, listen. You know what? If I was out there listening to him just on the radio, I would say, boy, this is some pretty over-the-top things he's saying. But guess what? If you watch the video and you look and the things he's telling you, and he's showing you the documents right there with the people with the signatures on them, and then in the videos when he was talking about that truckload of fentanyl, and then if you see him okay. out there and he's directly confronting the with the ATF officials out there, and they're seeing this. So when you watch the video, it's a whole, you'd get a whole different perspective, just instead of just listening, you know, to it. Because like you said, if you're just listening, you think maybe this guy seems like he's over the top. But when you're seeing it before your eyes and you're seeing the documents, you're seeing the signatures. And let me just tell you about Israel, too, because Israel is like this country. But Israel, AC, is even worse in a lot of areas morally, okay? Israel's always been a stiff-necked people. They got some very good people, like we do in America. But they've had the world's largest sodomite parade was held in Tel Aviv. They pronounced it the largest sodomite. They got a huge high abortion rate. And prostitution in Israel is over the top. They've got their own Democratic Party, the Communist Party in Israel. They've got their own Communist
right.
Party. And so it's just like here in America. A lot of people think Israel can do no wrong. Others think they can do no right. But they're a lot like us. And you know, where it comes to 9/11, let me just to tell you that for several days prior to 9/11, they showed there was an Israeli news team set up on the top of a building across from the World Trade Center several days prior to 9/11. So what was it that they knew? And the Mossad is every bit as corrupt as our CIA and FBI. So anyhow. Yeah, he's got it off. He's got it. Yeah, just my mic. Yeah. Okay. Well, no, he's got. You got everything turned off, right? Everything's turned off. So now, so my mic is not coming through now too. So I don't. That's all right. See if you can adjust that over there in the back. Okay, I don't know what's wrong. I could try to go on a different one. Okay, hold on a minute. Plug me up a good one there. Hang on, I'm going to switch. Go ahead and, while he's getting that ready, AC, go ahead and finish what you're saying, and then we got to move on.
Well, I just, like I said, Schumer is not an agent of Israel. I just, that statement bothered me, you know, I'm just being honest. So, you know, I know there's foreign infiltration, but I don't see the Israeli government as being an infiltrator of our problems, our government. So, you know.
Access. Mike Gill's got access to a lot of things that you and I don't, and if you see in the videos, if you see him there with Flynn, with General Flynn, if you see him there and the things that he's telling you, all of a sudden now they become believable there. You know, like I said, it just, some of what he was saying, it sounded like it was over the top. But, okay, we're having, okay, so I'm going to switch over right now, so hang on.
Any better?
All right. Well, it doesn't seem like we can get anything done here tonight. So the things are still seem to be working, but I don't know what's going on here. We got all these different mics and
nothing. The whole board is staticky.
Okay. I know. Yeah. Anyhow, so well, we'll just have to finish it the way it is. So that's all I can tell you. We've switched the mics off, and none of them are working good. Is it really bad? Okay. What about McTernan? John, you just got to keep talking. All right. Okay.
Does that sound better? I think it's fine. Now it's coming back.
Okay.
I think it's the whole board.
World War sees this opportunity to fulfill the long-held promise of a new world order, where brutality will go unrewarded. Just in case you don't remember, let me jog your memory. In a church they called the Waco Compound, back in April 93, 17 little children, all so helpless and so small, died a senseless death of gas and flames. How many names can you recall? 17 little children. Don't it make you wonder why? 17 little children. How could they deserve to die? Maybe we should stop and ask ourselves if we become so blind. Will 17 little children finally open up your mind? How did you sleep last night, Bill Clinton? Tell me, did you feel their pain? The 17 little children cried out and perished in the flames. Attorney General Janet Reno, I accept your offer to resign. How can you stand for law and order now when you won't answer to your crimes? 17 little children, all so helpless and so small. 17 little children, how many names can you recall? Maybe we should stop and ask ourselves if we become so blind. Will 17 little children finally open up your mind? I've heard it said the Branch Davidians only got what they deserved. Yet no one seems to know what laws were broken, what was in the warrant they never served. Yesterday I sold my TV set, stopped my subscription to the Times. To me it's plain to see the media was an accomplice to these crimes. 17 little children, don't it make you wonder why? 17 little children. Come so blind.
All right, we are back. And the reason we, you know, we played those songs tonight because we're talking about the corruption in government that we have today. And so let's go out and take Bruce. Bruce, you're in the air.
Yeah, Pastor, I want to tell you, better watch out. The Merrick Garland and the FBI don't come and visit you and say you're anti-Semitic, but I hope they don't.
Well, you know, they...
You tell it like it is, brother.
That's what we're going to do, yeah. And, you know, you're not the only one that feels that way. People are wondering how I'm still here, okay? And so it's by God's grace.
Well, number one, nobody ever brought this up, but what about Ukraine? How come I'm the first one saying that, even before you guys? Isn't there a chance that this whole COVID thing and the vaccines are being made over there? Because they're so evil and they have all those bio labs? And maybe they brought it over to Wuhan to spread it faster. I mean, who knows what to believe?
Yeah, well... I think what we've come to the conclusion is pretty clear. They've admitted that the Department of Defense is ahead of this whole thing. Our Department of Defense here in America is really behind a world, working with the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization to depopulate the planet. And that's reality. And this is not a new thing. We've been telling people. But Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson are contracted directly under the Department of Defense. That's why they're getting away with murder.
And right. Did you see where Fauci was pushing it with the mayor of Washington the other day in the streets of? Did you see that?
Yeah,
he was pushing the vaccine, and the people were telling him to get lost.
Yeah, well, people are starting to wise up, and like I said, we've been telling people from the very beginning, even before the very first person took a shot, we were telling you. It's not a vaccine. It's not a vaccine.
Right.
And so, and we've been on top of this thing from the very beginning. And now, more and more people, I'm noticing, I recently had a hospital stay. And in the hospital, I noticed that those people in there are all agreeing with us. When they tell you, the look on their face when they ask you if you've taken a shot, and you say, no! And then it's like you can tell that they're losing credibility, just like the FBI with all the whistleblowers. I think the FBI is going to implode upon itself. What do you think, John?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, I'm having a little trouble hearing you, but I got the gist of what you're saying. I'm heartened by the number of whistleblowers in the FBI, Pastor Ernie. I'm heartened by it. I'm really encouraged by it. I hope more come out, and I hope the FBI criminal element in it is disrupted and exposed. It's too much, I think, to ask for the Justice Department to put them in jail, because the Justice Department is at this, they're operating the same as this corrupt part of the FBI.
Well, the corrupt part of the FBI is working under the Justice Department. So,
yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's under the Justice Department.
All right. So, but the heroes, you fellas out there in the FBI, those that have kept your honor, and the same thing, if there's any of you left in the Justice Department that have any honor, any integrity, any decency, any patriotism left, then you need to blow the whistle. You need to do the right thing. And just imagine if... Mike Pence had done the right thing. If he had done the right thing today, we wouldn't be in this condition we're in. We would not have a hardcore pedophile communist in the White House. And so,
Pastor Ernie, I personally have more hope in the FBI than I do the Justice Department.
Yeah.
Do you think Zelensky wants to become the head of the European Union? And that'll really usher in the Antichrist system?
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I mean, they're worshiping this guy. He's evil. I mean, this guy's evil, and I feel it. I feel like he's really evil, and something's got to be done about him, because this guy's bad news.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. I've seen him do some things I can't even mention on the radio program here. And so they're
you're
right.
Basically, Western Europe is kissing this guy's butt. It's out of control. I mean, and this, and of course, it's Biden. They're giving him all this money. What the heck? I mean, you know, think about this. Oh, $128 billion in the FDIC. They've given them 20 or 30 more billion so far than is in our FDIC. Can you believe this?
Oh, yeah. Not only that, but New York City wants to... New York City wants to give free college tuitions, not to Americans, but to illegal aliens coming into this country. To, you know, they want to give New York City.
Right, and they gave the rioters over $20,000 each, right?
Yeah, to burn, loot, and murder. And then the Patriots, and by the way, they want to go after 1,200 more Christian Patriots. This is why we really have to fight back.
See, I think all this is being done, if you want to go back decades, to the same people who replaced Iran's leader in the 50s, who I ended up finding out just recently that he was in exile. They didn't kill him. But it's no different than them replacing Kennedy. They replaced him with the Shah, and they replaced Kennedy with LBJ.
Yep, right.
Just to change this whole country, you know, whatever they want, they do.
I hear you.
The results they want. You know?
Thanks, Bruce. I got to move on. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're in the air.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Can you hear me, Jeff? Very well. Because,
yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I want to make sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Pastor John, crew, everybody, I salute you. I pray for you. I say God bless you. You're all heroes, brother.
Well, we appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
I fear for our country. I mean, look at what we have let happen. Look at the brave people in France, what they do. They rise up and have their voices heard. You guys, you're telling the truth. You really are. I seen something, a picture of a B-52 that was nuclear capable with six fighters from NATO surrounding it, and they're calling out Putin. What's going on? Why are we doing this? I mean, we're calling out China. We're telling Mexico we're coming to get them. We had an American killed today and five injured by Iran.
Yeah, and they...
What's going on?
They responded. I don't know if you know that, but they responded and killed eight Iranians.
Yeah.
And so
and
it's...
And then Iran... I heard Iran shot another one off.
Yeah, it's because they... Because Joe Biden's job is to destroy America. That's what he's there for. And he's doing it.
They tore down the evidence down in Georgia where the number one thing on them guide stones, what it said.
Yep.
Take out 95% of the population of the world.
That's exactly right. And so
they love death.
That's what the Bible says. All of those that hate God love death. All of those that hate
love
God love death.
Death.
Yep.
When you have a man so revered and so knowledgeable like Bill Gates, he stands in front of a camera, in front of an audience, and tells them that we're going to give you something that's going to reduce the population by 10 to 15%, and they applaud him.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. And when they talked about having that human papillomavirus virus, had killed, the vaccine killed eight times as many girls as the disease did, there was a standing ovation. There you go. Those that hate God love death. I mean, the Democratic Party today in America is completely evil. It's their church, literally, is the church of Satan today.
And they are Satanists.
Yeah, absolutely.
Evil.
All righty.
God
well, thanks,
you,
Jeff.
God.
Thank you. God bless. Let's go out. We got another Jeff.
Thank you very much, Pastor Sanders. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, Jeff. How are you?
First, I'm looking at the Michael Gill website. I'll tell you, that guest you had on your broadcast is spot on. I'm looking at his corruption risk report card right now. It's 35th in New Hampshire. But that's not the main reason why I called up. The main reason why I called up is we're never going to get this country back until we have old-school paper ballot voting. As long as we have electronic voting and as long as you have illegal aliens coming into our country, we will never get this country back again, especially in the blue areas. They are doomed, 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 unless those two things are done.
I hear you. Yeah, well, one of the things, no matter what you do, the Democrats are going to find a way to cheat. Where it comes to elections, they're totally corrupt. Joseph Stalin said it's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes that matters. And as long as they have anything to do, they are totally, the party has become totally criminal, completely.
Exactly right. And as kind of a wrap-up, the thing is that the only way in the natural we can get this country back is if you had a right-wing Republican wave in both the Senate, Congress, executive branch of the presidency, and you had a House on Un-American Activities to rout out these communists that have infiltrated this country. If that's not done, forget about any kind of renewal coming to America. It's not happening. I don't want to be dark, but I'm a realist. Pastor, I'll hear your response off air. God bless you. Do have a good one. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. Maybe you could just pick up one and just turn on the headset, the volume, so you can listen, because Ron's still trying to figure out how to get sounding much better. Okay, so what he's going to do, just keep everything off except for the volume, which you can hear. Okay, very good. So he says, we're sounding much better. All right. Let me see. Yeah, well, wait a minute. I got to respond to what he said off here. If, in fact, we got rid of all of the communists today in this country, what do you think, or how many federal employees would we have left? Be a whole lot less, wouldn't there? What do you think, McTurnan? If we got rid of all the communists, we would only have half the Congress, huh?
Right, Pastor Ernie, in courts, and what about the corporations, the woke corporations? Well, it would be good. We wouldn't have these colleges, which are breeding grounds for them.
And we'd have no mainstream media. There would not be any NBC, ABC,
That's correct.
CBS. They would be gone, huh?
That's correct.
And, boy, there you go. And the abortion mills would all be closed, and all the dope stores would be closed. There would be no more drug cartels. Boy, if we could just get rid of those communists. All righty. Let's go to Jack in San Diego. Jack, you're in the air.
Yeah, well, that's the $64,000 question. How do you get rid of the commies?
I tell you what I'd like to do if it was possible.
Peacefully coexist.
Yeah. I tell you what I would love to do. I would love to be able to, when Congress is in session, somehow get in there and lock the doors so they couldn't get out. And I wouldn't even need a microphone, believe me. What I would preach to those people, I've dreamt about being able to get into there where they couldn't get away and preach them heaven sweet and hell hot. I mean, just really what they've got coming to them. And,
on the clip that you played tonight about the Federal Reserve note and the currency,
mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what CBDC stands for?
Central Bank Digital Currency.
It's Central Bank Digital Currency. Go ahead and try to turn your volume up.
Is that working or no?
Okay.
Yeah, I can hardly hear you.
Okay.
Central Bank Digital
Currency. Turn it up a little
louder.
Yeah,
you're coming in a lot better now.
Okay.
So, I thought that clip you played that was right on the money. It goes to what I say is the federal government doesn't have a currency. It belongs to the Federal Reserve, which is a private institution created by Congress in 1913. And it's why they answer to Congress and not the president. You notice twice a year the Fed has to testify before the Senate, and then the next day they testify before the House of Representatives.
How is that done?
The Federal Reserve is in a dilemma right now.
When they took a vote on that.
Present the dilemma and then ask you what you think they will do.
Yeah.
So here's the dilemma of the Federal Reserve. The Fed wants to continue raising interest rates to stamp out inflation because their only source of power is the currency. They don't want it to see it become worthless. So they're defending it with higher interest rates, but it's presenting a problem for the banks. The bonds that the banks had bought when rates were at zero, and they're having to sell the bonds to meet the withdrawal levels, the bonds are worth about 70 cents on the dollar at current interest rates, and the more the rates go up, the less the bonds are worth. So does the Federal Reserve lower interest rates to save the banking system, or does the Federal Reserve continue to raise interest rates to stop inflation and preserve the value of the currency?
Well, what I would do is this. Here's what I would do. I'd get rid of the Federal
Reserve.
I want
to know what you think the Fed's going to do.
I got no idea what they're going to do. It's
I
know so far they haven't been doing much right, have they?
Well, I think a lot of this banking crisis is was started on Twitter. It's engineered. I think it's phony. And they're doing it in a coordinated effort to force the Fed to stop raising rates, and they actually want the Fed to drop rates. They I want to enter into evidence what nobody has talked about before. If you had a legitimate banking crisis with regional banks and community banks, then it would include the credit unions. And nobody is talking about the credit unions because they're not having a problem. So why are the banks having a problem and the credit unions don't have a problem?
Only McDermott knows the answer to that. Tell us, John.
Well, Pastor Ernie, I can only surmise the control that they have over them, and they're regulating the banks, the commercial banks, and they have really not, they've cut it loose. I mean, the woke, that bank there in Silicon Valley, it was a woke bank. It was not profitable. They were doing, like the caller mentioned, they were doing things that, well, some of it wasn't their fault. The bonds they held were way below the value of now.
Right.
So,
because
but they
of
were
the
giving,
higher interest
they
rates.
Were supporting every homosexual thing, every
climate change. They were the big green
profitable,
climate. Yeah.
And they ran it right into the ground. And that's happening in many sectors, many banks across the country. And I don't think it's happening in those. Credit unions.
Yeah. Well, Janet Mullen said that they were going to let the little banks go and only bail out the big banks
FDIC.
That were worthy of being bailed out.
Yeah.
Right.
This is
so, I wanted to present that dilemma to you guys to get it on the air that is the dilemma that the Fed faces. Do they raise rates to stop inflation and preserve the value of their currency, or do they capitulate to the banks and lower interest rates to save the banking system?
Well,
we'll
the
see
answer
what happens,
to that. I'll give you the answer.
You have to ask
I'll
yourself,
give you the answer.
How come the credit unions aren't having a problem?
Well,
I don't know.
That tells you, tells me that this banking crisis has been ginned up and it's phony. And it just started with a bank run on Twitter. And like I've said before, no healthy bank can stand up against a bank run.
Well, they've already, your answer is right before your eyes. They've already raised the interest rates. They just did it, was it yesterday or the day before?
Yeah, we're out of time.
Apparently, they're going to defend the currency.
We're out of time, so John, right. You've got 4 minutes. Can you give an invitation in 4 minutes?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, in listening tonight, I really feel that we need to pray for the cure of this. And the cure of this is God has to send a move of his Holy Spirit on the nation. Politically, there's really no way out of this. We're drowning and coming apart every way we look. We need a move of God's Holy Spirit, a broad move across the country to change the direction we're going in, Pastor. And where we have not dealt with what the Supreme Court did in 2014 when it legalized homosexual marriage. It's an oxymoron. But they legalized it, which highly offended God. Do we, Pastor Ernie, we have to be humble before the Lord and confess this and ask for him to have mercy on our land, because what they did in 2014, the Supreme Court of sin, you have to go back to the days of Noah. If they did that at Sodom and Gomorrah, it doesn't say it, but the days of Noah, obviously they did it because we're living in the days of Noah. So I'd like to offer up repentance and crying out to the Lord, Pastor Irving, for mercy on the nation and a revival from the pulpits. We need 10,000 pastors like you from the pulpits. So, Father, I don't see any really political solving this, except maybe stopgap for a while. We have highly offended you. Although there was a recent decision, Supreme Court decision, which helped lower the number of abortions, Lord, it's still high, and they kill the babies right up to being born. And that the shedding of innocent blood brings judgment on the land. And then, Lord, the Supreme Court decision that legalized homosexual marriage, how offensive that is to you. You created the institute of marriage between a man and a woman before man fell into sin. You created the institution of marriage. It's holy, Lord. And marriage is between a man and a woman is how you build societies. And that's mocked now. That is attacked from every angle. And from that, we're attacking the sexuality of children in schools, kindergartens. Lord, we're going after and trying to mutilate little children, cut the breasts off the girls and want to alter the boys. Lord, we cry out to you for a move of your Holy Spirit, Lord, a mighty move. The government is rotten from one end to the other. It's like sin has permeated everything now. We're crying out to you for a mighty move of the Holy Spirit to fire up your people with a godly fear in them of judgment on the land, that the pulpits would be filled with fire in the belly of the preachers.
Amen. Lord, John, we're out of time for tonight. I want to thank you for that prayer. And so, as we say at this time every night, we want to say God bless, good night, and always, always, always
keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.